listener production.
Global investment markets exhale with the US Federal Reserve leaving rates unchanged.
And Aussie shares expected to open higher on Thursday ahead of Aussie jobs data.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Thursday the 21st of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, it's been difficult dragging ourselves away from Jerome Powell's press conference, but we are here. We're in the midst of an unchanged rate decision. He's extolling the virtues of the Fed's wisdom in terms of leaving rates on hold. When he testified in front of Congress a couple of weeks ago, you saw a far more comfortable Fed chairman. Today, there's a note in his conversation that is also a little more robust than what we have seen in recent times.
Well, I think, Tom, that the market's relieved that the Fed is still projecting 3 rate cuts this year. So
that's the key, isn't it?
That is the critical thing here, although I might add that it was a very tight decision. So if we look at the numbers as far as the policymakers are concerned, we did see a breakdown of around 10 that saw 3 or more quarter point cuts this year, while 9 anticipated 2 or fewer. So it was a finely balanced decision, as some economists would say. But the recent too hot inflation readings have not derailed the Fed's plan so far, and that's why markets are reacting positively.
So just for some context there for people who aren't familiar with the economic projections of the US Federal Reserve, included in that conversation is a graph essentially of what Fed officials estimate to be the path of interest rates over the course of the near to medium term. And what Ryan has just described is the numbers that are predicting rate cuts over the course of the remainder of this year, for example. And there was a big question over whether or not that might be reined back to 2 rate cuts, given the fact that we have seen in recent months some elevated CPI and producer inflation figures that were a bit warm. But the Fed officials are still confident that on balance that there'll be 3 rate cuts. The risk was that if you'd see that dialed back to 2, that potentially the markets could take that the wrong way and we'd see some choppiness. But as we speak right now, we've got the Dow Jones up 0.75%. The S&P 500 is up by 0.5%, and the NASDAQ is leading the improvement, up by almost 1%. And it was just slightly negative before that decision. The range from the low to the high is up by 1.25%.
Yes, so Fed Chair Jerome Powell in his press conference has said it's appropriate to start easing policy at some point this year. That has led to the market increasing quite significantly. In fact, the S&P 500 index is above 5,200 points for the first time ever, so at record highs. And one of the things that stood out as well within the Federal Reserve's policy statement and also its projections is that they have dialed back their expectations for rate cuts in 2025, so next year. So while the markets are focused on this year, it's important to note that they just see 3 rate reductions in 2025. That's down from 4 forecasts back in December as well.
I think that's a really important point to make in terms of the time boundaries. So the 3 rate cuts in the remainder of this year seems like a congested time frame to see reductions. That's an aggressive schedule of rate cuts. So reasonably, you could see that sort of being bled into the early part of 25 under different circumstances. You know, for example, you know, Powell has just spoken about the resilience of the employment market, and he's actually described that as not being the limiting factor for what happens with the potential for rate cuts.
I think it's really interesting that we have this discussion going on, but if you look at the economic projections, it's showing much higher economic growth or GDP growth. It's been revised up 0.7 percentage points to 2.1% this year, slightly higher core inflation up 0.2 percentage points to 2.6% this year, and slightly lower unemployment. So the unemployment rate down from to 4% from 4.1%. So
just quickly to paraphrase all of that, the economy is doing a lot better than even the US Fed would have estimated.
Certainly is. Now, the reaction from the interest rate market, so the bond market, we have seen the 10-year US Treasury yield down by 2 basis points to 4.28%, and the short end, which looks at interest rates, the 2-year is down 7 basis points to 4.63%. It's important to note as well, the central bank's also reiterated its intention to continue reduceing its balance sheet by $95 billion US dollars per month. So it's dialing back that stimulus, those bond purchases. It's running off its balance sheet at the moment, and that had an influence on the US share market too. But Where the action was on the share market was Paramount Global in terms of company news, Tom. So we've got Paramount Global shares leading the S&P 500 index today, up by almost 8%. And that's after private equity firm Apollo Global Management has made an $11 billion offer to buy Paramount Global's film and TV studio.
I just want to quickly come back to the interest rate picture, because we have spoken from time to time about where both long and short-term interest rates reside in terms of their recent range. They've been at monthly highs lately. Those interest rate markets are moving lower, and that is important for stocks, because had we seen those levels breached, had there been less confidence in what was being heard from the Fed, that could have really brought things undone to an extent, given that these markets are at record highs.
And what it all does is it bolsters the outlook for corporate America. So lower interest rates,
evidenced by the Paramount deal.
Absolutely. And higher earnings growth and profit margins.
Let's just quickly reflect on the European experience. They're a bit pensive ahead of the US Federal Reserve decision, of course. The Stock 600 index just in negative territory. The UK market likewise. The French market down by 0.5%. The German DAX was just in positive territory.
Couple of things, Tom. We saw Kering shares tumble 12% after the French luxury goods group warned its first quarter sales are likely to drop around 10%, weighed down by label Gucci due to weakness in Asia. We had seen a profit warning from Burberry in January as well. And we have seen shares of LVMH, Burberry, Richemont and Christian Dior dropping between 1.6% and 3.2% on the back of that. The other thing to note as well is that British consumer prices rose by 3.4% in annual terms in February after a 4% increase in January, the weakest rate of inflation since September 2021. We have seen food prices and prices at eateries downward during the month. That has been offset slightly by motor fuels. Of course, we've got the Bank of England announcing its decision tonight.
For me, it was interesting to note that the markets were unmoved in the wake of those inflation numbers. Perhaps they are counting on the Bank of England to do something more compelling before they commit themselves to the market. But quickly, as far as the local picture is concerned, Ryan, we have an important outcome locally with the unemployment report due.
Consensus is for 40,000 jobs to be added during the month of February. The Commonwealth Bank's got 50,000.
Which is a high number.
It's a very high number. The January print showed a large number of people waiting to start work, contributing to the weak number in that month, suggesting some recovery in February. Compared to the average January in the last 4 years prior to COVID, an extra 110,000 people were wanting to start work in January this year, including an extra 23,000 recorded as unemployed and an extra 87,000 recorded as not in the labour force. So the expectation here is those people will come back into the labour force, will be included in the participation rate, and the unemployment rate could edge actually lower to 4% from 4.1% on the back of that. But broadly, the trend is for higher unemployment at the moment. If you look at those labour demand indicators like job ads, they are softening. In terms of our local market today, Tom, we've got SPY futures pointing up by 49 points or 0.6% on the back of a strong lead-in from the US. We're expecting, however, to see commodity prices have a bit of an influence. We've seen the US oil NYMEX price down 2.1% to $81.68 a barrel on demand concerns overnight. Gold futures are up just 0.1% to $21.61 an ounce. And iron ore futures resumed their decline, down 0.4% to $110.29 a ton. And also today, in terms of economic data, we have purchasing manager indexes, Brickworks, Sigma Healthcare, and Washington H. Soul Pattinson released their earnings results.
So the US dollar has moderated considerably. It's down by about 0.5% as far as the US dollar index is concerned, which is a benchmark against a bunch of other currencies, and including the Aussie dollar, which has seen a pretty decent rally. It's put on the better part of 0.5 US cent. Trading as high as 65.7 US cents as we speak.
Yes, well, we have seen the iron ore price early this week up, and that has provided a level of support.
Have a great day. It'll be an interesting one with the jobs figures. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.